Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Richie Walsh, Channel 2, Steelers reporter, sports anchor, 1035, nightly sports call simulcast, fan, CW, with us now. It's moving day for Richie, Jason.
Yes.
He's moving. And he tried to beg me to come help him today, but I had better things to do. Are you done yet, Richie? Are you guys completed with the move? All the boxes, stuff put into the places where they need to go in the new house?
No, we just started, actually.
Oh.
So
what kind of crew you got? How many people there?
Well, there's like five people here. My brother, Kelly, a couple other people going to help me later when they get off work. So people work during the day. They can't help me. Hmm. I just found that out.
Is that the excuse you pulled, Tony? Say got to work?
Yeah, Mueller was off today. I thought that's why Mueller took off, to go lend you a helping hand.
Well, I asked him last night on the nightly sports call if he could help me. He said he was busy that day. I didn't even give him a day yet. He said he was busy.
So, Richie, did you go moving company, or this is all doing it yourself?
Well, I'll let Pony tell the story. I think Kelly's a little mad at me right now because we didn't
cheapo.
Get a moving company.
He went cheapskate.
I thought I could get a big U-Haul and do it myself, right? So
you sound out of breath.
He's moving, Andrew.
I've been putting bins in a U-Haul truck for the last 5 hours.
Oh,
that sounds like hell. That's my personal hell.
My brother's over here right now helping me put the big stuff in, the couches.
Did you get him pizza and beers?
I'm worried about the washer and dryer. That's the heavy stuff.
Did you get him pizza and beer?
Yeah, I'm going to later. I'll go get my favorite pizza.
Oh, there you go, Jason.
We were having this discussion earlier, Richie. I feel like the person supplying the help should get to pick the beer and pizza, unless it's mutually agreed upon.
Yeah, you know, everyone kind of likes our favorite pizza is a place called Della Cella's in Verona. We grew up in Penn Hills. It's the greatest pizza you've ever had.
Never had it. And you never offered it to me.
Everyone loves it here, so that's what I'm going to go get.
Yeah, that's a solid pick.
Now, this is why we wanted to have you on. We want you to come clean and in great detail on this, Richie. Is it true that there are some people within the Steelers organization, not all of them, if you want to name them, great, who think Sam Howell is better than Kenny Pickett?
I've heard that. You know, I'm not going to name my sources, but I know that the Steelers like two quarterbacks. I don't know which two quarterbacks they are. But I've heard that they like Sam Howell. So, you know, I mean, he had an impressive career. I don't know if he's better than Kenny Pickett.
He's not.
Obviously the last PFF draft had Sam Howell going number 9 to Denver. So there's some scouts out there that think he's a better pro quarterback. Now I do have a couple friends that are scouts. On other teams.
Congratulations on all your success.
Well, yeah, thank you. And they told me that Kenny Pickett is flying up the draft board. So, you know, you hear different things from different people in different organizations, and I think that's because this is a quarterback class, and I've heard that it's not a very good quarterback class. It's a weak quarterback draft this year. So, you know, I would not be surprised at all. Even though a lot of mock drafts have the Steelers taking a quarterback with their 20th pick, I'd be surprised. I'm leaning the other way. I don't think that they will take a quarterback in the first round. And that's just my opinion right now.
Interesting. Richie, I'm fascinated by this quarterback class. The way, good, bad, or indifferent, I don't know. But, you know, I was reading through a bunch of mock drafts in anticipation of coming on with Andrew today, and I find it fascinating how, like, you know, one draft, as you're talking about, has Sam Howell going off the board at 9. Another one has him going off the board at 20. Pickett's the first off in some. Like, it seems like there's not a lot of minds made up at this point. Is that why you think they won't take a quarterback, or you think just you maybe get a look under the hood at Mason and Dwayne Haskins?
It's a combination of both. They want to see what Mason and Dwayne Haskins can do, for sure. But you know what? I think this is very comparable to maybe the Major League Baseball draft. Who was the first round draft pick? It went back and forth,
yep,
three different picks, right, until we got closer to the draft, and then it was someone else.
It was a different pick every time someone had a mock draft, yep. Richie. Every time someone came out, it was
no consensus.
Yep.
And I think it's similar with the quarterbacks, because no one sold on any of those quarterbacks.
Now, you said something, and we heard him today, Haskins talk. He says, I was told by Kevin Colbert, I'm going to get a chance to start. Do you want to say on the air right now, let's not rule out Dwayne Haskins? I've already said today I'm off the bandwagon, Richie. I'm no longer Team Haskins. Both Steelers quarterbacks on the roster right now are dead to me. But do you think that Haskins still has a shot of winning the job?
I do think he has a shot at winning the job. I think, you know, obviously he said he was promised some things when he got here. I think they're going to give him every opportunity. But I think Mason Rudolph is the front runner. Now, do they go out free agency and grab someone? Do they get it in the draft? I would not be surprised. Like, where I think the quarterback situation is in the draft for the Steelers is if one of their guys drops to the second round. That's kind of how I feel that they're going to approach a situation.
And then, you know, they'll say they had a first-round grade on the guy.
They could. We've heard that before. But, I mean, look, I've heard from a bunch of different people that Mason Rudolph is not an NFL quarterback. I mean, he says he can be a starter. He wants to be a starter. And maybe he hasn't – you know, he was just thrown into that Detroit Lions game, right, you know, he was just thrown into that game without any preparation or anything to start. So could he be a starter for the entire year with preparation, with practice, with the opportunity, practicing with the number ones? Like in preseason, he's practicing with the twos and the threes. And that's kind of what Mike Tomlin talked about yesterday. You know, they didn't have many opportunities with the starters. So I would like to see Mason Rudolph given a chance. I wish they would.
So would I, but I preferably in the XFL or USFL.
Come on.
I wish they would have done it this year. Like, I think that they're now a year behind.
Agreed. I said that from day one. Thank you.
Yeah, I was with you. We talked about this.
And you were with me on Leonard Fournette, Richie.
I was. I was with you on Leonard Fournette, too.
Richie, 100%. Now that you're starting to whisper sweet nothings in my ear, if you text me an address, I will dedicate some time in the next couple of days to help you move.
Oh, that'll be sweet.
He's already done.
That'll be sweet.
What kind of offer was that?
Tommy, yeah.
What I want to ask you, though, since we're on this quarterback situation right now,
yep,
is there a free agent out there that you potentially, you know, catches your eye?
Oh, God.
If the Steelers were to,
you
take
know my them, wandering eyes, or, Richie. Or, you know how I can get like
no.
that.
Okay.
I
like
have
Marcus
not,
Mariota. Does I've, he do anything
no,
for you?
No, he does not. I have not
Mitchell
made
up. Trubisky.
Nope.
Does he
does
do
not,
anything for you?
He does not, and I am definitely not Team Gardner Minshew either. So
neither am I.
Thank you.
And they'd have to give up a fifth-round pick for him, right?
Man, we're seeing eye-to-eye on things today, Richie. I wish I could be there. Thank you so much for giving us some time, Richie, and good luck with the rest of your move. I know you're almost done.
All right, buddy. Thanks. I'm going to text you that address later.
All right, my phone. I got to turn it on. Bye.
Richie, see you, Richie.
I think it's dead.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.